Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Lisa.
And this is Connor.
All right. Now, something that I have really gotten into lately is trying out new food. What about you, Connor?
Yeah, you mean like food from other countries, right?
Yeah, from other countries. Like, let's say, I don't know, Greece. Greece is one of my favorites.
Greece. You know what I also like is Spanish food.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever tried tapas?
Tapas. Yeah, that's a really popular food these days, especially here in Canada. And don't forget, that also goes with some sangria, right?
That's right. One of the best kind of drinks you can have.
So our lesson today is about ordering tapas and sangria at a restaurant.
Yeah, and we have two friends, Tim and Bailey. And it looks like this is Tim's first time at a Spanish restaurant.
Why don't we take a listen to the lesson?
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks for inviting me out for Spanish food tonight, Bailey.
No problem. I can't believe you've never had tapas.
Yeah, well, there's a first time for everything, right?
True. The first time I had them was in Spain, but I've been all about these bite-sized dishes ever since.
Well, since you're the expert, what should we order?
Let's start with the Spanish omelet and the garlic shrimp.
All right, but I'm a big eater, so should we also split the paella?
Sure, and we have to get two pitchers of sangria, one white and one red.
Bailey, I don't think I can drink that much.
Oh, don't worry. I'll drain my cup and yours. So we just heard that dialogue between Tim and Bailey, and Tim starts by saying, thanks for inviting me out for Spanish food tonight, Bailey.
Right, so first of all, we have inviting me out. We have this preposition, right?
Yeah, it's not really necessary here, but it does give this idea that you are inviting someone to do something outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're not eating at a house or somebody's home.
No, they're probably at like a restaurant or maybe they're at a club. They're basically just going out.
They're going out, exactly. And so Spanish food, does that mean it's from like Mexico?
No, it's actually from Spain.
Right. So just be careful here, guys. Spanish is an adjective. Spain is a noun, right?
That's right. And just be careful of the way that you say the vowel. So it's Spain with an A sound and Spanish with an A.
Mm-hmm, right. So I can go to Spain and in Spain, I can meet Spanish people and I can eat Spanish food.
And it is also the name of the language.
Right, just like Chinese.
Exactly. But here we're talking about Spanish food. And you can't talk about Spanish food without talking about tapas.
Right, so tapas is a share plate from Spain, right?
Right, so it's a lot of little kind of light dishes.
Mm-hmm. So if you're not that hungry and you want to share something with your friends, you can get tapas.
Yeah, and usually you eat them really late at night with alcohol.
Yeah, well, it looks like Tim has never tried this before because he says, well, there's a first time for everything, right?
Yeah, and this is an expression that we use when we want to say, yeah, it's my first time. It can be used to show enthusiasm, mm-hmm. or it can be used to cheer someone up.
Oh, cheer somebody up. That's right. Usually if it's something strange that you didn't expect, like, I don't know if I want to go skydiving.
Yeah, right? I could say, well, there's a first time for everything, so you might as well try.
Yeah, like the first time I had a fender bender, a little car accident, and I was like, oh, man, but you know, there's a first time for everything, which just means...
that it happens to everyone.
At least once, right?
That's right. All right, well, there is a first time for everything, and it seems that the first time Bailey had tapas was in Spain, but she's been all about these bite-sized dishes ever since.
All about them. So is that talking about the subject or the topic?
No, it does sound like that, but if you're all about something, it just means that you really, really like it.
Right, like for example, I am all about chocolate cake.
Yep, chocolate on bread, chocolate on chocolate, chocolate in chocolate.
Oh, nope. you like chocolate then?
I do like chocolate, yeah. So I'm all about chocolate.
Okay, I'm all about peanut butter and banana and Nutella.
Oh, yeah, Nutella's great.
Why?
Oh,
so much food here.
Oh, right. I love food, yeah.
So you can be all about anything, right? It could be a hobby. It could be movies. It could be, you know, flowers.
Yeah, you could be all about working out, too.
Oh, you could be, and you could probably be in good shape.
That's for sure. All right, well, it seems like Bailey is all about these bite-sized dishes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so bite-sized just means I can eat it in one bite, with one mouthful.
So there are a lot of things that are bite size, right? Like, so sushi, maybe a chips. Or
like nacho chips, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm, yeah, my favorite are little bite size cookies.
Yeah, yeah, those are the best, but they're dangerous because you can eat so many of them.
And I usually do.
Just a note here, guys, dishes doesn't really mean plates now, does it?
Right, no, it comes on a plate, right? It comes out, you know, from the kitchen on the plate. But dishes here means a meal, like a type of meal on the menu.
Yeah, so you could also have a main dish, right?
Right, main dish, yeah. So you could say, oh, that restaurant has lots of great dishes.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, well, this restaurant probably has a lot of dishes, so Tim is a little bit confused, right?
Right, yeah, he's a little confused. So he just says, since you're the expert, what should we order?
So expert. Expert just means that you know something really, really well.
Yeah, yeah, like a scientist. He's an expert in science.
Yeah, for sure. But here, I think Tim's joking a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah, like he just says, well, you know more than me, so I'll let you order.
That's right. So maybe if we were out for beer, like I don't really know anything about beer. So I'll just say to Connor, since you're the expert, why don't you order?
Yeah. So because Bailey is the expert here, she says, let's start with the Spanish omelet and the garlic shrimp.
So if you're starting with it, it means that you're having this first.
Yeah. We use this expression just to say what we want to begin, right?
Yeah, but sometimes you don't always want to say, like, first I do this, second I do that, right? Because it sounds a little bit, it could sound unnatural if you're doing it too much.
Right, so for a recipe, we'll start with breaking the eggs or start with turning on the oven.
Yeah, so maybe if you're studying, you'll start with listening and then you will read the grammar.
And maybe you'll end with.
Yeah, or yeah, you'll end with maybe reading.
Mm-hmm, yeah, so you could say end with or even finish with, right?
Right. Okay, but here they're starting with the Spanish omelet.
Right, so I actually did not know what this was either. So maybe you could explain this one, Lisa.
Yeah, I actually first had it when I was in Spain.
Okay.
And it basically is an omelet, which is kind of a mixture of egg that is fried.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of things in it. And what's inside a Spanish omelet is onions and potatoes.
Oh, onions and potatoes.
Onions and potatoes,
well,
yeah.
Sounds pretty good.
It is, and you can add other things too, like sausage, you know, or like tomatoes, just to make it a bit fancy.
And sounds a little bit healthy, maybe?
Yeah, well, it depends on how
it depends. All right. Well, what about this garlic shrimp? This I also don't know.
Yeah, so it's basically shrimp and it's like cooked with kind of like a garlic oil. It's really good.
Oh, so it's just, yeah, shrimp and garlic. That must give you some nice breath afterwards,
oh,
right?
Yeah,
like
for
garlic
sure,
breath.
Yeah. Maybe you don't want to order it on a date, right?
Seafood garlic breath. Ugh.
Yeah. But it tastes good.
Chew some gum or brush your teeth after that.
Yeah, for sure.
So is that going to be enough for Tim?
You know what? Tim's a big eater, so he probably needs something a little heavier.
Right, yeah. Big eater is an expression we use when you like to eat a lot, right?
Yeah. The opposite, though, we don't really say small eater that much. We usually prefer to say light eater.
Right, so that's an example of a chunk. A big eater, and the opposite is light eater.
For sure. We also say meat eater, too.
That's right, yeah. Someone who eats a lot of meat. So because he's a big eater, he needs a lot of food, he suggests, should we also split the paella?
Yeah, so if you're splitting something, you are sharing it. So for example, I really like to eat dessert, but I don't always have room, so I like to split the dessert.
Yeah, that's a good point because you're full and also you don't want to spend another like $10 or $15 on desserts when you can just share, just split one.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. You can also split the bill, right?
That's true, mm-hmm. Yeah. These days, a lot of people usually split the bill, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah, instead of one person paying for everything. So what about this word paella? Because it looks like Paella?
Yeah, so it's since it's not an English word, mm-hmm. it does have different pronunciation, right? It's a Spanish word.
Yeah, every time you see two L's in Spanish, it's a yeah.
Yeah, so let's just practice that pronunciation again. Paella.
Paella. All right, I think we got the pronunciation, but what is it?
It is a rice dish, and it has a lot of seafood in it, like mussels and shrimp.
Ooh, that sounds really good. Mussels. Oh, that's the seafood mussels, not like, you know, the mussels on your arms.
Yeah, no, seafood, that's for sure. It's kind of similar to a clam.
And the spelling for that is M-U-S-S-E-L, mussel.
Yeah. But it is a really heavy dish, so it's actually a main dish. Mm-hmm. So they normally eat it in the middle of the day because in Spain they prefer to eat really late at night. So they like those light tapas.
Yeah, that's pretty smart, I think. So they've got all their food. That's great. But they need something to drink. So they order two pitchers of sangria.
Yeah, so a pitcher is kind of a large jug, isn't it?
Yeah, a jug, a container. It's usually like 6 glasses. If I'm thinking about, I don't know, beer, maybe 5 or 6 glasses of beer.
Yeah, I mean, you could also get like sangria in a glass, but I think it more commonly comes in a pitcher.
So people can split it, right?
That's right. But don't confuse this with the baseball player, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that is a different kind of pitcher. But the spelling is the same, right?
Yeah, it's the same.
So sangria, this is a drink that's mixed with things, right?
Yeah, so it's mixed with different alcohol and different juices. So like maybe orange juice, lemon juice, some brandy, and of course, white or red wine.
Right, so it has this really nice sort of a spicy, zesty flavor to it, right?
Yeah, that's right. Just to note, though, the classic one is the red sangria, so with red wine.
Okay.
Yeah, then white wine is just kind of a new thing.
Ah, I got it. So two pitchers, that's kind of a lot, I think. And Tim agrees, he doesn't think he can drink that much. But what does Bailey suggest?
Bailey says, oh, don't worry, I'll drain my cup and yours.
Drain. So drain is that thing in the bottom of a sink in your kitchen or in your bathtub or your shower. All the water goes down that hole.
Yeah, so it's a noun and it's a verb.
Right, yes. You can drain the bathtub. You can drain the swamp.
Yeah, but here you are draining cups.
Right.
So you can imagine that Bailey is probably just emptying all of the alcohol in this cup.
Right, she's just drinking it all, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So you could say, oh, I can't finish this.
Yeah, and I could say, don't worry, I'll drain it all.
Right.
All right, well, that brings us to the end, and I'm all about listening to these dialogues over and over again. So why don't we take another listen?
Sounds good.
Thanks for inviting me out for Spanish food tonight, Bailey.
No problem. I can't believe you've never had tapas.
Yeah, well, there's a first time for everything, right?
True. The first time I had them was in Spain, but I've been all about these bite-sized dishes ever since.
Well, since you're the expert, what should we order?
Let's start with the Spanish omelet and the garlic shrimp.
All right, but I'm a big eater, so should we also split the paella?
Sure, and we have to get two pitchers of sangria, one white and one red.
Bailey, I don't think I can drink that much.
Oh, don't worry. I'll drain my cup and yours.
So, Lisa, I'm wondering about this tapas thing. I've had it, and I do love sangria as well, but, do you really eat tapas a lot?
I do it every once in a while. Yeah. I'm not a big drinker, but I do love to eat.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, and when I went to Spain, I tried all kinds of tapas.
Oh, maybe that's why. I've never been to Spain. I've been to Europe a bunch of times, but never Spain. Maybe I should get over there.
Yeah, you definitely should. But we do have some great tapa places around here, you know. But a lot of the restaurants, you know, they don't actually serve real tapas. They just like to call them tapas because it sounds fancy, right?
Oh, because it sounds like it's cool from Spain, you know.
That's
European,
right.
So cool.
Yeah, but you know what? They're more like appetizers at a lot of these places.
I gotcha. Well, what about you guys? We love to hear your comments. Have you ever tried tapas or sangria?
Also, are you a big eater or can you handle a lot of alcohol? Mm-hmm. Or do you need your friends to help you finish off your cups?
Yeah, or are you an expert in some kind of food or drink? So let us know in the comments. We love reading those. And until then, we'll talk to you later.
Yep, see you then.